From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Will 8-Buck Chuck be the new 2-Buck Chuck? Some analysts think so, if their wine shortage predictions are true. More right after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
A recent report from analysts at Morgan Stanley definitively proves that the world demand for wine is far exceeding production. I emphasize definitively because other industry analysts say the numbers can be interpreted differently. Morgan Stanley states that the number of acres under vine around the world has fallen dramatically since the 70s and 80s. And because of that and other factors, they're worried that the current stores of bottled wine won't keep up with future demand. By their estimates, wine consumption will be around 3 billion cases this year, while production will fall short of that number by 300 million cases. But many in the wine industry feel this was a piece of headline-grabbing journalism and wonder what's really spurring the report. The Morgan Stanley report hails from Australia and seems to be more a promotion of their premium wine industry than actual doom and wine gloom. According to some sources, it's cheaper to buy planted vineyards than to buy land and then plant vines in parts of Europe, which suggests production costs outweigh sales prices. But heck, just in case, you might want to start squirreling away a pretty nice little stockpile of wine, just in case. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.